When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The oldest and best rivalry in the NFL.
You only got one shot, and you know, and we know that, and Chicago know that too. So it's gonna be war.
Bears, Packers. It's going to be something special. Something special.
Most of the coaches that come in, they always say
the number one goal we'll have is to beat Green Bay.
We will proudly stand as a 95th team in the history of the Green Bay Packers when we kick Chicago's ass.
There's been some bad blood over the years.
Charles Martin took the shot at McMahon.
Charles Martin, may he rot and burn in hell. Period. New paragraph.
We got Packers. When that guy catches the ball, we're going to maul him. We're going to tear him apart. We're going to rip his spleen out. That's the whole damn objective of football.
Rodgers takes, pump fakes once and again. Scrambles to his right. Buying time. Takes it himself. He's to the 5 to the end zone for the touchdown.
To punch him in his face.
I saw Olin Krut said he wanted to punch me in the face.
Yeah. I like to punch him in his face.
Does your shirt say I still own you?
It most definitely does.
Congratulations to the Green Bay Packers. I'm just going to come out and say it. This hurts a little bit. This is a hard thing for a Bears fan to do. It doesn't hurt as much as the NFC Championship game hurt. But it still hurts.
I'm on the phone last night with Kevin Byard. He said we could feel the electric energy emanating from the tunnels at Soldier Field.
This place is absolutely on fire.
Every time we drove up to Chicago, went down the same roads, and I feel like I probably saw the same, 100 people every year flicking off the bus. I mean, it was amazing.
On the fake, Williams looking downfield.
For the first time since 2018, the Bears have beaten the Packers in Chicago.
DJ,
it means a lot. And at the end of the day, the Packers all.
I didn't want nobody else. I want the Bears. I'd rather play the Bears first.
I definitely wanted to play the Bears. You get a chance to put the Bears season to bed. It means a lot to us for sure.
Still got to come through Chicago. I don't care what happens today. Care what happened in other series. Still got to come through Chicago.
We're going to go all out for this game, and we'll worry about the future when that time comes.
I just got off the phone with the president, Donald Trump. He asked me to pass a message along to all 32 NFL franchises. It says, my fellow Americans, the Bears
are NFC North champions.
Listen to what these Bears fans are chanting. You're hearing Green Bay sucks.
Now if they could just take it and shove it up you know where.
And that's how special the rivalry is.
Thank you so much, and go Bears.
Beat the Packers!
The official adventures of... And now, live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show, brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We have got you until 6 o'clock, and man, do we have a show planned for you. Mike Golic Sr. is going to be on the call on Westwood One. He is going to join us at 5 o'clock. If you really, really want to be ready for this game, Olin Krutz is going to join us at 4 o'clock, and I know Olin has been pouring over tape. He has been thinking about his whole life in this, inside of this rivalry, and I cannot wait to hear from him at 4 o'clock. Our buddy, Barry Rosner, who has not been paying any attention at all to what the Bears are doing. But we love him, and he's close, so he said he would stop by and hang out with us. That is happening at 3.
He's on his way, by the way. Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
Andrew Whitworth is going to join us in about 10 minutes. He is going to be one of the studio analysts on Prime. That's where the game is going to be broadcast from, Bears-Packers, tomorrow night at Soldier Field. The whole crew is here. C is engineering. We appreciate that. Alex is here. Tanny is back at the ranch.
He cut that.
That man is Matt Spiegel.
What happening, everybody? Rosner's on his way. I told him that you offered to pay his tab, whatever that he's going to get.
Till I leave.
Well, I told him that I objected. That he needs to pay. Because I think Barry has not given enough to us as a people or this place as a radio station or the listeners. So I want Barry to pay.
No, I'm paying Barry's bill because no one has acted more as my psychologist over the last 15 years than Barry Rosner. There have been nice, quiet moments at Soldier Field. There have been nice, quiet moments at Wrigley Field.
There you go.
Where I've been like, Barry, can I talk to you for a minute? And he's been like, sure. And so I'm buying Barry's beers when he gets here.
Outstanding. We have a nice crowd here. We got a dude over here wearing a cheese grater hat.
Yep.
They are all over Chicagoland right now. I keep thinking about our caller, Janet, earlier in the week, living life as an imprisoned Bears fan above the cheddar curtain, and all the people that have since texted in this week.
I am Janet, like I am Spartacus.
That's what's happened. We've got a lot of people saying, I am Janet, born and raised in Chicago, now living in Wisconsin, hoping that they can get out from under what has been historic Packers dominance going back a long, long way. Of the last 15 times they've played at Soldier Field, the Packers have won 12 of them. So it's still 12-3 in the last 15 at our place, but the last 4, 2-2, and every game has come down to the final play.
These four games, you have the rivalry part of it, but these four games, the way that they've played out, like edge of your seat football. And I get that, you know, the stuff that happened last year, that's under Matt Eberflus, but how many Bears fans took Caleb at the end of the season in January of 2025 winning that game as like a, hey, we're on our way. Like, just so you guys know, like, we're not going to the playoffs and we fired our dumbass coach, but we're on the way. And then you get Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson steps right into it. Like, one of the first things that he's saying is, yeah, I love beating that dude.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I love beating that guy. We beat him a lot in Detroit. And Matt LaFleur is like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
You make a good point about just the quality and caliber and physicality of the last four games themselves. If these two teams did not have the history, but it was just those recent matchups, it could be like, you know, some of these other rivalries that we've seen bubble up kind of intermittently in the NFL, whether it's Ravens Steelers or when the Jags had David Garrard, and all of a sudden you're like, man, look at the way they play. And it was them and Tomlin Steelers going at each other for a while. Like, this would have that because the games themselves have been so good. The two this year come down to two Caleb Williams passes at the end. One, Keyshawn Nixon makes the play. play. One, DJ Moore makes the play ahead of Keyshawn Nixon.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that's happening, and it's fun. Like, the anticipation of a big game is a lot of fun. And Bears fans, a lot of them, the younger ones, have been waiting on a moment like this their entire lives. Like, they barely remember 2007. Right? Like, I was talking to one of our sales rep yesterday. Her son is 25. Like, Lauren's son is 25. He barely remembers 2007. He wasn't an actualized sports fan back then.
Yeah.
So these teams start to become the teams that people remember, and the legends can be born. And in Caleb's case, it might be cemented. You know, as weird as that sounds, in year two. But if he is to beat the Packers in the playoffs after winning the NFC North in a year where no one thought the Bears were going to do anything, that's a pretty good legacy.
You got me thinking about the young Bears fan now. We've heard a couple of them recently. Well, yeah.
They're all here on our staff, on our promotion staff.
But even go younger. Go younger. Go,
Ruben?
Yeah, go to a 12-year-old kid, 13-year-old kid, or an 8-year-old kid. Remember, there are kids who were born in Boston in, like, the late 90s or the early aughts who don't know that the Red Sox were the nail to the Yankees' hammer for 80 years. They don't know. They don't care, because the Red Sox won it in 04, and they won it in, what, 07, and they won it in 13, and then they won it again in 18. You know, like, the Bears have a chance to be the better team than the Packers for a while. And if they could do that, then there's a whole young generation of fans that we old heads, and even the 30-something old heads, you know, can say, oh, you don't know how bad it was. Maybe this next generation of fans doesn't have to live like we've lived.
Well, the thing about it is that even if you don't take it to the nth degree, that the Bears have surpassed the Packers and they'll never look back, right? Even if you take it to the place of the Bears are now competitive in this rivalry. And I think that's the awakening that happened this year. I think that the first game, Bears fans walked away from that and were like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
like,
man.
We're close. Like, we're so close that in your mind, when the ball gets intercepted by Nixon in that first game, you were thinking about, not you, Speaks, but you were thinking about, they're going for two. Right?
No, for sure.
Like, that's where
go
Bears
for two
fans.
And, the win.
And then you have the game that you were at. And you've been painting the great picture over the last few weeks. Mm. That game of, like, now we don't have to go for two. We went, Caleb called game. Right? Like, yeah. And now you have that moment.
He called game and he warmed up his arms as the Iceman.
ASL for Bear.
American Sign Language for Bear.
Yep.
Did he even know that's what he was doing?
I don't think so.
Does he know now?
I hope someone tells him, because it's pretty dope that was also something that happened inside of the game.
Yeah.
That the quarterback of the Bears, who routinely goes, go Bears, then makes the serial killer-esque play of throwing the ball, putting his hands in his pocket, waiting for DJ Moore to come up with the ball, and then does the ASL sign for Bear, which is also his Iceman sign.
Yeah, man. It is crazy to be out here at Real Time Sports. We're here with our friends from Circa Sports Illinois.
We love this place.
Live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village until 6 p.m. You can come by, say hello, and register to win Chicago sports tickets from Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. We had so many roasts over there across the way.
The Aussie roast.
And then people would be in the hotel rooms right there in between.
Yep.
And then they'd come back over here.
And Les would be on until 5 in the morning.
Right.
For some ungodly reason.
Because he's Les.
Yep.
Because that was his calling, and that was the man's doing. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, a dude whose wife is the bartender and has been for 20 years just came over and said hello.
Yeah.
Because he's seen us here a million times.
Jeff Fritz
the
is here, man.
Yeah, now the all-timer.
Fritz is here.
Yeah. I mean, how many great events did we work on with Jeff Fritz through the years?
Some legends up here today, and one of them's going to join us at 3 o'clock. We need to take a break. When we come back, Andrew Whitworth is going to join us. Big Wit is going to talk to us about the conversation that he had with your quarterback. That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.